It started out as slow day on Wall Street, but stocks turned higher after the Fed said, hey, let's leave the rates be. And then, well, then the bottom dropped out. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 2nd of May. Thanks so much for being with us. We're talking marijuana this afternoon. Hang loose. Could Apple be killing off its iPhone 10? While we're talking about phones, how about the new LG phone? It's out, you know. Cambridge Analytica says, well, we're going to be shutting down. Those stories and more, along with some news out of Urbandale, and Kent Sovereign takes a bow as he gets ready to retire from AARP Iowa. We'll talk about it in a freewheeling conversation yet today. Thanks for being here, and the business news is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
No matter the size, age, or activity level of your best friend, you want a dog food that's natural, feeds great, and is full of all the goodness you demand. That's what's packed into every bag of Country Vet Naturals. Country Vet Naturals is just what the name says. Natural goodness in every bag. Grain-free? Sure. There's a grain-free cat and dog food and treats. Learn more and find a dealer at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets. Trusted by owners.
To live in the greater Des Moines Metro is to love the area and all the new and exciting things happening in central Iowa. But you want more opportunities to connect with the community you love. AARP hears you. That's why they're expanding their activities and programs to help you explore all that life has to offer here in greater Des Moines. Visit aarp.org/IA to get involved. If you don't think building better communities when you think AARP, then you don't know ARP. Discover all the real possibilities right here in your community.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so much for clicking through. Well, it was not a good day on Wall Street. Stocks fell as the Fed determined they would leave the interest rates unchanged. That was not what surprised investors and sent a shockwave through the markets. What surprised investors was something entirely different. The Dow declined by nearly 200 points, S&P 500 fell by over 0.8%, and the NASDAQ lost over 0.4%, all the indexes gave up gains from earlier in the session. Now, the Fed was largely expected to keep its benchmark lending rate unchanged. However, the central bank pointed to higher inflation ahead, and that sent investors scurrying. We'll have all the details later on in the Wall Street Report. One word, stuck. That's the word regarding the Iowa legislature when it comes to changing the law regarding cannabis or topical medical marijuana. Supporters have for weeks tried to get the Iowa legislature to adopt a new policy that would lift the cap on the allowable amount of THC in the oils. But to this point, it has not been successful. Proponents of changing that limit, well, they say because it is set so low, supporters say the product may be too expensive or fail to work as it should. While nobody is giving up, the days are waning to get support under the Golden Dome. That could have an impact in the entire industry. Stay tuned. Meanwhile, more employers are looking the other way when it comes to hiring pot smokers. Why? Well, so many factories are so short of staff that they've decided to make a radical change in their hiring policy. From California to New Hampshire, companies are dropping marijuana from the drug tests they require of prospective employees. Marijuana testing, a fixture at large American employers for at least 30 years, well, experts are now saying the test excludes too many potential workers at a time when filling jobs is more challenging than it's been in nearly two decades. Though still in its early stages, the shift away from marijuana testing appears to be accelerating. More states are legalizing cannabis for recreational use, Michigan could become the 10th state to do so in November. Missouri appears to be on track to become the 30th state to allow medical pot use. And medical marijuana users in Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island have won lawsuits in the past year against companies that rescinded job offers or fired workers because of positive tests for cannabis. Before last year, courts had always ruled in favor of employers. The Trump administration may also be softening its resistance to legal marijuana. Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta suggested at a congressional hearing last month that employers should maybe take a step back on drug testing. But then, of course, there is Iowa. Well, there's mounting evidence that Apple is going to ditch their new iPhone X. NASDAQ-listed Cognex is the latest company to provide clues that Apple may be going down that path. Yesterday, the company reported first quarter results that were 22% year-on-year. They were up, but it's a slowdown from the 40% growth seen in the first quarter of 2017. On top of that, guidance for the second quarter revenue of between $200 million and $210 million was below Wall Street expectations. So, what's the relationship between Cognex and Apple? Well, Cognex sells technology that assists factories that assemble the iPhone. Apple's supply chain relies on this technology to get the OLED screen on the iPhone X fitted properly. Now, it's all speculation, but it does make for an interesting story. While the iPhone X, which was released last year to mark the 10th anniversary of the iPhone, may be discontinued, Apple is likely to come out with a new version of the device at a cheaper price, according to those in the know. And while we're talking about cell phones, after months of leaks, LG's new G7 ThinQ phone is officially here. The company debuted the device at an event today in New York City. And the rumors, yeah, they're all true. The phone does feature a dedicated button for the Google Assistant. Yes, there is a notch. And yes, it has that ThinQ branding with AI camera features. The new G7 is all about image quality, sound quality, and, of course, the Google Assistant. LG did not release a price yet. Big news this afternoon from the Wall Street Journal is that Cambridge Analytica is shutting down. The political research firm with ties to the Donald Trump campaign has been caught in a whirlwind of privacy and data collection allegations in recent months. The research firm was accused of improperly gaining access to the sensitive user data of as many as 87 million Facebook users. Its now ousted CEO Alexander Nix was also recorded on hidden camera, implying the research firm used manipulation and bribery to learn information on political candidates. The journal is reporting from an anonymous source that the firm is shuttering in part due to mounting legal fees associated with its investigation into whether there had been any wrongdoing with regard to Facebook data. Well, there seems to be some confusion over the massive tax bill being reported out of the Iowa legislature. While the House and Senate on Friday said they'd come to an agreement, nobody has yet seen the bill. What does have some worried is the fact that tax cuts will cost the state $2 billion over the next 6 years. Supporters of the measure say the state income will rise because businesses and people will invest and spend more rather than pocketing the savings offered by the cuts. Part-time workers at Hy-Vee stores could now get some health insurance benefits. The move is part of an effort to attract and retain part-time workers who make up the majority of the grocery store industry. Eligible part-time workers 19 years of age or older who work for Hy-Vee or its subsidiary Midwest Heritage Bank can choose among 11 options including health, dental, short-term disability, vision, group life, accident, critical illness, hospital indemnity, individual life and disability, auto, homeowners and renters, and pet insurance. Did you hear that? The program also covers spouses and dependents. We're starting to see this all over the country because so many jobs are going wanting. Businesses are doing all kinds of things to attract and retain more employees. Good on you, Hy-Vee. Well, it's coming back this fall. After a very successful Central Iowa Business Conference last year, the Urbandale Chamber is bringing it all back. we caught up with Chamber President Tiffany Menke and asked her who can come and what's on tap.
The Central Iowa Business Conference is taking place on Wednesday, September 26th. It is at the Holiday Inn Des Moines Airport this year. This year, we also have three keynote speakers. For those who came last year, we had Gino Wickman, who wrote the book Traction. This year, we have Les McCowan, and he wrote the book Predictable Success, which really is the next step after Traction. So we're very excited about that. Les is amazing to listen to and a great keynote for us. We're extremely excited to have him on board. We also have Brad Sugars, and Brad Sugars is the founder and CEO of Action Coach. He is also working on a book with Monty Wyatt, and Monty is here in the Des Moines area. So they have a phenomenal lineup for what they're going to be talking to businesses about. And our closing keynote is Kurt Steinhorst, and he is a best-selling author of the book Can I Have Your Attention, talking about digital distraction. So not only do we have three fantastic keynote speakers, we have seven different breakouts. Some of those will be repeated, and some of them will have some new breakouts in there. The whole goal here is for attendees to learn things that they can implement back into their business right away. Those who attend, they do not have to be members of the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce, even though we're the ones organizing it. It's open to anyone. Last year, we had folks from across the state come to the conference. Typically, it's within that C-suite. However, it really can be anyone who wants to learn about how they can take their business to the next level. It is from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. They can register through the website centraliowabusinessconference.com. It's a very long name, and Iowa is spelled out, centraliowabusinessconference.com, or they can call the Urbandale Chamber at 515-331-6855.
That, of course, President Tiffany Menke from the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce. When we come back, Kent Sovereign is, as he says, hanging up his spurs from a 7-year run as the director of AARP Iowa. We visited with him today about that decision and more. Stay with us. It's a feisty conversation just ahead here on the Business News Hour.